we've been sort of following developments via the various social networks. Now, I observed 9 hours ago that Michael Portillo was on the BBC, and he was speaking about the way that it seemed quite difficult for Nick Clegg to come back to the Tories after this appearance, where he'd seemed to be sort of doing these secret deals behind the backs of the Tories. And he seemed to think there would be a big problem of trust, and that the trust was gone. So that was going on earlier today. Well, 9 hours ago, to be precise. Then I was watching John Prescott 7 hours ago, and he seemed to be really losing his cool, and a lot of former Labour ministers were on the TV today, sort of saying, you know, don't count your chickens just yet. It's not all over. Then it was 5 hours ago that we first heard, and I tweeted this, the talks between Labour and Lib Dems are over. It was that point when we realised that Nick Clegg was going back to the Tories, and now we could finally resolve this, and it could be done finally. Could be solved, done and dusted. Now, it did take another 5 hours for that to happen, but it did eventually happen. 4 hours ago, I tweeted, any time now, we expect Cameron to be confirmed as PM. 2 hours ago, Gordon Brown to speak any moment. I was watching Gordon Brown deliver his final speech, but we were being told that he would not resign, and therefore sort of go to the Queen and resign, which would then, and he would have to suggest who the Queen should call for to form the next government. The talk was he would not resign until a deal had been announced at the Cabinet Office, which is where the negotiations were going on between the Tories and the Lib Dems. Then out of the blue, it was announced Gordon Brown was going to give his speech, his farewell speech. He resigned. He then went with police escort to the palace. He resigned. And it was noted how when he left, the guards still saluted him, but he no longer had the police escort and went straight into the traffic and got stuck. Then, later on, David Cameron was called for in his silver car. No police escort, obviously. Went into the palace. He offered to form the next government. The Queen accepted. Photo was taken. It's quite a nice touch, I thought. And then he left. Didn't appear to be any police escort. Although the guards, due to their protocol, they did salute him on leaving the palace. So it didn't appear to be any sort of police escort on his journey back from the palace to Downing Street. He seemed to get stuck in traffic. Then he got to Downing Street and made that wonderful speech. Very pragmatic, not very poetic, but pragmatic, very serious, very solemn. He paid tribute to what Gordon Brown had done over the 13 years. And that's it. That was the beginning. The beginning of David Cameron as the next Prime Minister. Now, it may not have come as a surprise to our listeners that we have been, if you like, rooting for the Conservatives. We are, on this programme, all fascinated by British history and politics, and from an historical point of view, we believed it was time to give the Tories a go.